the room, but there is a malt box in the hallway for you. Also, this game will be, I mean, this game, the press conference will be available on the FTP site if you need to download any audio or video as well. The following representatives will be here probably in the next 4 minutes or so. One more announcement to make sure our microphone's back in the back. Either get his attention, my attention. We'll make sure we get the microphone in front of you. Please use your name and affiliation on the first question. I don't know if you need to do it on the second, but for follow-ups, but that is very helpful for everyone in the room. JMU will be here in just a minute. All right, part two of today's press conference. I'd like to welcome the following members of the James Madison University Dukes. Our head coach, Kurt Cignetti. Then to his right and your right to left, we have Rondell Carter, Ben DiNucci, Dimitri Holloway, and Rashad Robinson. I'm going to ask Coach Cignetti to please give an opening statement, and then please the first round of questions direct to the student athletes. We'll get those done, and then the coach can answer the rest of the questions.
Okay, coach? Appreciate the hospitality. Frisco, the organization of the NCAA, as we approach kickoff time here. From my standpoint now, the goal is, at 5 o'clock, we have a team meal. And a quick meeting at 6 is for the players to be able to kind of get away from everything and sort of get in a good place so they can sort of be at their best tomorrow morning. It's going to be an early morning, early kickoff. So it's been a good experience down here, and time to go play.
First question for the student athletes.
Dimitri Wainette with the Richmond Times-Dispatch. Obviously, North Dakota State is a team that loves to run the ball, power team. Just what jumps out the most to you about their run game? Obviously, they have multiple guys who can run it, including the quarterback and Trey Lance. So just what has jumped out the most to you about that?
They got multiple backs, all of them capable, very capable runners. And they got a great O-line that does what they do. That's one thing that North Dakota State has always been doing. They just do it. They play bully ball. That's what they, that's their pride and joy, and that's what we got to plan on, putting our pads on and just going, be ready to go.
Ben, Noah Ziegler with the Breeze. What have the players that have been here in this, you know, in Frisco at the national championship, what advice have they given you since it's your first time here?
Not much. I try to lean on those guys when I can, but we're trying to keep this thing as low-key as possible. To us, it's just another game. We're down here for one reason, that's to take care of business. But nothing much has really changed from I guess, when they were here a few years ago, but just being able to kind of pick their brains a little bit about the experience in the game and, kind of what to expect has been good for me.
Additional questions up here. Second row.
Dave Thomas with Jamie Reddy. Rashad, let's talk about Trey Lance, what he's been able to do this year as a quarterback and defending the many targets that he has. Just talk about your what you've seen out of him and trying to keep him from being as efficient as he has been this year.
He's a very good quarterback for as young as he is. He's very patient. He hits the open receivers. He has good playmakers on the outside. So in the back end, we just got to make sure that we're doing our job and playing sound football.
Greg Medea, Daily News Record, Rondell. When did you get a sense that this group that you play with, they were coming together and was on the right path toward having the season that you guys have had up until this point and would have a chance to win a national championship?
I already knew once we played Stony Brook. When we played them, we had that shootout against them. We didn't fold one time. We was poised the entire time, and that's one thing Coach Cignetti preached to us when he first got in here. He said, we're going to be a team that never loses our poise. We're going to be calm, cool, and collected in any situation. And, he told us that when we first, one of the first few things he told us. So when we played Stony Brook, and, when we was basically going up and down, back and forth with them, and, once overtime came, when I seen him, he was just happy-go-lucky the whole time. So, at that point, when I seen how we fought that entire time, when, Rashad was banged up that game, I was banged up the week before, and then we still stayed together the entire time, and we showed people we can do so. I was that moment right there, I was just like, this team is going. I already knew.
Any additional questions? Back here in the back? And then we're going to go over to the right, too. You can go to him first, and then we'll come back, too.
Rondell, Isaac Denison, Bison Information Network. What's it like to be nominated for the Buck Buchanan Award here?
Oh, man, it's an amazing honor. That's what's like, for me, I was always, I'm still that way. I'm a big team guy. Obviously, I want to win a national championship. But, personally, for me, that would be a huge accomplishment. But just to be nominated alone is just like, that's an honor. No one has won at JMU since Arthur Most did, 11 years ago in 2009. And it would be good for me, and not just me, but for our school. Just to say someone out of James Madison won the Buchanan Award. So, that would be like a huge honor for me, my institution, and, it's a huge shout out to my teammates. Without them, I wouldn't be able to do what I've been doing this year. Without my coaches, I wouldn't be able to do what I've been doing this year. So, before me, I want to make sure I give a huge shout out to them, because without them, it's definitely not impossible.
Rondell, Rob Washburn from CA. North Dakota State's offensive line has three guys that have earned All-Americans honors. Obviously, you and John have. As you've studied their offensive line, what has impressed you about them, and what are you guys going to have to do to have the success you've had all year?
Based on who their coach is, I know him pretty well, Coach Blazek. He was the O-line coach when I was at Rutgers. I know exactly what kind of mentality he brings. I know exactly how their players are going to probably play. They're going to be well coached. They're going to be disciplined. They're going to do every little thing right. That's how he's always taught guys. And I'm assuming since he left, he's not going to change that just because he's at North Dakota State. And, just traditionally, they've just been having a great offensive line. So they have three All-Americans. I think all of them but one are juniors. So, just for them to be relatively young and still be as, disciplined and well-coached as they are, I just expect them to be the same exact way. They're not going to probably do a lot of trash talking. That's not the type of team they are or O-line they are. But they are going to play very physical. They're going to play to the end of the whistle. And we got to be ready for that. But I think we'll be up for the challenge because our guys are ready for that for sure.
For each of the players, there's been so much talk this year about, obviously last season I ended the way you wanted and the way the 2017 national title game went. Could you put into words just what it would mean to each of you guys if you are able to finish a job and get a win tomorrow?
Rashad, can you start at the end and kind of come back this way?
It would mean everything, especially with the things that some of these guys have been through in that locker room. We have a lot of older guys that was here in 2017, and we've fought through adversity through these last 5 years, so it would just mean the world to us.
To be special. Just knowing that all the ups and downs that we've been through as a team or individually, just knowing that you can finish your last game here the right way. That's the best way to go out.
I would say it's just putting the cherry on top. As seniors, all four of us up here are seniors. This is kind of the way you want to go out your last game, having to play in the national championship. You can't really ask for anything else.
Yeah, for me, I play for these guys. You know what I mean? For guys like, you know, Rashard and Dimitri, who overcome drastic injuries, for them to come back and bounce back, and now they have the opportunity to win the championship. For me, like I said, personally, I definitely want to ring on my finger by the end of this week. But, you know, like I said, I play for these guys. These are my guys right here, all three of them, and the rest of the guys in that locker room. So I want to do it for them. I want to do it for the school. Absolutely. This would be like, great right here.
Kind of going off that, Rashard, especially talking about how you were here in 2018 and then the season-ending injury before NC State last year, what does it mean to you that now you're back in this position and potentially your last game as a Duke can finish with the national championship?
Yeah, it's a blessing, you know. I feel like everything comes full circle and everything happens for a reason, you know. Last year was a drastic injury. God had other plans, but to come back this year and fight through that, and I just got to give credit to the guys in that locker room for keeping my head up in 2018. It was a hard time for me. I'm having an injury like that on my senior year, but like I said, it just come full circle, and I have the opportunity to play out on that field for a national championship as my last college career. You know, it just means the world to me.
Dimitri, communication has been such a vital part of the success of this defense this year. You're looking at a North Dakota State team that uses multiple formations. They move guys around, run guys in and out. Communication you guys are going to need tomorrow. Just talk about what you've done to this point and how you're going to have to elevate that tomorrow.
Communication always key. I think that's the main thing that the coach has always harped on us about. I know Coach Sig back in the spring when he first got in here, he used to get on us a bunch because he used to say the defense doesn't talk a bunch. And I think that's just because we was just getting used to the defense, so we didn't really know the checks and this, that, and the third. But now the guys have been gluing together and just doing the right things, everybody talking at each level and just saying the right things to one another. And as long as we all on the same page, everything should go smooth.
Alex Benzagala at AM 1100 The Flag in Fargo. This question is for Ben. Can you talk about the playmakers you have on offense around you?
Yeah, I tell people all the time. Makes my job really easy when I've got all day to throw and the guys outside are getting open. But I think you can see Brandon Polk is a guy that, you know, we didn't necessarily have a threat like him on offense last year. He's done a heck of a job this year of taking the top off the defenses, and missed Riley the first few games of the year, but he's come on really strong the second half of the year in these playoffs. We're going to need everyone tomorrow morning, but you know, those guys set the tone for our offense as well as the offensive line. You know, nothing goes. I'm one of 11, and without the other guys around me, nothing's possible. So they do a heck of a job of making our offense go.
Right here in the middle.
For all four of you guys, was there a moment that you felt like everything really started to click in terms of what Coach and the new staff kind of wanted to do in terms of transitioning from last season?
Rondell, this time I'll start with you and go.
Can you repeat your question one more time? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah. Was there anything, like a moment that you felt like everything started to really click in terms of practice, workouts, that sort of thing, with understanding what Coach and the new staff were trying to do?
Well, for us, I mean, pretty much after the Colgate game last year, we all made our mind up that, you know, we didn't want a repeat of that. You know, so, I mean, thankfully we got these coaches to come in, but we were going to be ready regardless because we weren't doing that this year, period. Like, I'm just being honest with you. We weren't going to go for that. So, I mean, that was pretty much the moment for us. And then, you know, once we got into our summer workouts and then, you know, we had this little thing where we call it a summer validation. You know, we're going to validate everything on why we were, you know, the number two ranking or anything like that. This is the summer to validate that. And, you know, we did that this season, and now we just got to finish it off tomorrow. So that's what I believe.
I would say after the West Virginia game and kind of piggybacking on what Rondell said, and, you know, that Colgate game, you know, as a team and personally, that wasn't necessarily how we wanted to end last year, and felt like that wasn't necessarily a representative sample of the players in the team that we were. After that West Virginia game, I think in that locker room, there were a lot of heads that were not held low. A lot of guys had their heads up and were like, all right, this is the last time this has happened. We're not, this isn't happening again. And being able to play a team like that the way that we did and kind of physically dominate them up front and do some things, you know, we kind of felt like, all right, this thing could happen, so we got to really put our foot down and go do it.
I think the moment for me was honestly towards the end of camp when we were about to go into West Virginia, because back then I wasn't actually practicing due to my hand, but I just heard certain conversations and things like that was going on the sideline with the defense as a whole and just on the offensive side, and just seeing how the guys clicked out there, and we were just going in battles and different things like that during the hard camp days. So, and then you got the offense and defense chirping at each other and going back and forth on the practice field, and you saw that competition level, and that's when I knew right there.
For me, I would say the Villanova game. It was a top five matchup, and I believe we were down, 10 in the middle of the fourth quarter, and the way we fought back, offense picked us up, and defense won our damn ball out. I believe we got four turnovers in the fourth quarter alone, three or four turnovers, and the way we overcame adversity in that game, a close CAA matchup like Villanova, top five matchup, I believe when we got in that locker room after that game, everyone looked around like, yeah, we really can do this thing.
Okay. At this point, that'll conclude our portion with the student athletes. I'm going to dismiss them. Thank you, gentlemen. And then we'll have time for the coach to answer questions. All right. We'll open up the floor for questions for Coach Signetti.
Coach, you mentioned on the teleconference last week that your father will be watching the game back home. I was wondering, what have maybe your conversations been like with him leading up to this game, just talking about this opportunity and maybe any advice from him just heading to this game?
He got out of the hospital today, actually, and he's been in Pittsburgh, Mercy. And he's going with my sister, so he'll watch a game with her. I really haven't talked to him. I talked to him yesterday briefly. Quite as much here lately. Everything, the prognosis, rehab has been really good. So not a lot of football talk, really, to be quite honest with you.
Coach Signetti, you've been a part of many teams, and this one's pretty special in some ways. But what makes this group, what's their personality? Because every team seems to have a different personality.
This is a great football team. With a lot of guys that have played a lot of football, a lot of really good players, exceptional players at their positions, some personalities, good leadership. There's a great culture at JMU with the tradition and the success of the past. It's been talked about. They got off track maybe just a little bit last year with their focus. They realized that. I was lucky and fortunate really to be able to coach this team. But we had a plan, and we knew what we wanted, and improve the team without question. But this team kind of got it after a while, kind of what I was looking for, which are those crisp, short practices, focused in, locked in, this plays over, tear off the rearview mirror, never too high, never too low. Practice is kind of like a game, really fast, you got to be able to – 6 seconds a player plays in a life of history of its own. They did a great job with their focus, focusing in on the right things, played consistently throughout the season, practiced that way also, handled business that way also. We had no off-the-field problems at all with this team. And, these guys have played a lot of ball together. And, so here we are, ready to go.
Back here to the left.
Bobby Broyles with CA Football. Coach, talk about your special teams a little bit. It could be a big factor tomorrow, especially with the unpredictability of the weather. Having a veteran kicker and a player.
Well, special teams is huge. We've made some really big plays on special teams lately. We've had a few negative plays throughout the season also. But, I think it's going to be critical tomorrow. We've done a nice job with our punt, Harry, and pinning people back. Amos has done a nice job with the return. We blocked some punts. We also have prohibited fake punts, blocked quite a few field goals. There's alert for fake there. Ratke, has been pretty consistent, kicked the ball very well this week in practice. And our kickoff return game has really been good, and most people don't kick to us. And I think North Dakota State will, because that's what they do. They have good coverage, and I expect the wind will be a factor. We don't know what it's going to be. I've seen anywhere from 15 to 30 miles an hour. So it's going to be very important at the end of every special teams play that you retain possession of the ball. We've got to catch the punts, and same thing on kickoff return. So, everybody talks more about offense, but teams, that's a good question.
Coach Jackson Roberts of KVRR in Fargo. I'm just wondering, is there one thing in your time at Alabama under Nick Saban that you take with you in coaching every single game?
Well, Nick had a way. And when Nick went to Alabama, he had been head coach of Michigan State 6-7 years, and it was at LSU for 2 or 3, and then Dolphins for 2. So he knew what he wanted to do. And every day was a great learning experience. Every day was like fourth and one. You know, there was a great sense of urgency. So, you know, yeah, there's a whole lot of things there. Yes. And but, you know, I was a son of a coach, too. And, you know, as you go on, this is year nine, you kind of develop your own mode, so to speak. I think the base and the core is very similar in a lot of things I learned there. And then you incorporate things that you think fit this particular situation.
Nick Cousin, KVR on Fargo. You're coaching for your first championship in your first season. So is Coach Entz. What have you seen from him that's made him so successful? Coach Entz from NDSU.
Well, you know, the North Dakota State program, what it's accomplished, it's unprecedented over the years. Coach has been there a while. He understands how it's run. He's done a great job in his first season because, regardless of what you say, being the head coach and assistant coach is a totally different thing. You know, and you learn so much really in year two from year one. And but look at them. They're 15-0. They're in the top statistically in almost every category in the conference. They've been number one throughout the whole season. Have not played in very many close games. And, you know, he was able to hire great people. He's got really good players. They have a system. They have a way of doing things. And they haven't skipped a beat. So he's done a great job.
We talked about the weather and what could happen or could not happen. Your staff this year seems to have, at least from the outside looking in, have been able to adjust and adapt and make adjustments in game from first half to second half, those kind of things. Talk about how that experience this year could help you in maybe having to adjust from the first quarter to the second quarter with the weather being so iffy every 15 to 20 minutes possibly.
No, wind could definitely be a factor in the game, and I guess we're not really going to know until tomorrow. But it is going to be cold, too. Fortunately, we've played quite a few cold weather games here recently. We practice outside in the cold. We do have an indoor also, but we practice outside. We're used to playing in the cold weather, and it doesn't affect us. So, you know, I kind of like the weather forecast, to be honest with you. And so, you know, but the game's going to be won out there between the lines, so we'll see what happens.
Alex Penzigala at AM1100, the flag at Fargo. It's been a big year on the other side for Trey Lance, the quarterback for the Bison. How do you contain him in this game?
Best way to contain any quarterback, really, is to put pressure on him in the pass game, hit him a lot. They have designed quarterback runs and to get multiple hats to the ball and hit him hard. Now, that hasn't happened very often to him because they have really good players across the board. On the offensive line, at wide receiver, at running back, at the multiplicity of their offense is such, you know, you can't hone in on one or two things because they're so multiple in what they do. And week to week, some things show up, and then you don't see them again for 3 or 4 weeks. You know, I think, but look, if we want to play good defense, we got to stop the run. We got to stop the run. We have to create turnovers. Limit the explosive plays, get them off the field third down.
Coach Montgomery won the Football Scoop FCS Coordinator of the Year. What does it mean for the team to have someone with his experience, especially with someone with head coaching experience at the FBS level?
Well, you know, I hired him because he was an experienced guy, and I was looking for new ideas. I'm involved offensively. I think it's a testament to the whole offensive staff, the other guys, the line coach, every guy coaching on offense. Because the offense was sort of a creation. Some things that were done at Elon, some things that had been done at Youngstown and Charlotte, and some new things. And so, you know, one guy always gets the credit, but a lot of people, you know, contribute to that. But Shane's done an outstanding job.
Are there any additional questions? Oh.
Coach, something that Rondell had said yesterday was that the seniors on this team have been really good about keeping one another and the younger guys accountable, you know, in moments when you're away from the coaching staff and that sort of thing. Having a guy like that as sort of a pillar of your team who's not just one of the best players but also kind of that sort of leader, what has he sort of meant to the success of the program throughout this first year?
It's really hard to quantify something like that because Rondell has such a huge personality. And when he talks, people listen. And so to have leadership that steps up off the field in those moments that you don't even know about, you have no idea about. You know, a lot of great teams have that kind of guy. And I think we got those kind of guys. But there always is one alpha dog, you know. And I think for the whole team, when Rondell talks, people listen.
Okay, are there any additional questions at this time? And that concludes today's press conference.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach. Thanks, Coach. Good luck to you.